After an extended dry run, the federal government has met its small business contracting goals for the second year in a row, DOD for the first time. In 2014, agencies awarded more contract dollars to small firms than in any previous year on record. Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu's got the numbers.
Out of a total pot of $367 billion in eligible small business contracts awarded to contractors across the government in 2014, 24.99% went to small firms. The government easily beat the 23% small business contracting goal that's been in place since the late 1990s, doing so for the second year in a row. The rate in 2013 was 23.39%, and the government had failed to meet the goal for each of the 7 years before that. Maria Contreras-Sweet is the administrator of the Small Business Administration.
Let me just stress, I believe that today's achievements are the result of tougher accountability for agencies to meet their goals. President Obama, Vice President Biden, and Senior Advisor Valerie Jarrett have all convened high-level meetings to emphasize the importance of small business procurement to our nation's recovery. Also, SBA has implemented some of the most robust procurement training and education programs since our agency's founding. For example, we now have a new classroom that we call the GC Classroom. It teaches entrepreneurs the differences between selling to the commercial sector and to the government. We have another program that we call Challenge Her. The last three letters end with H-E-R. This campaign with American Express and Women Impacting Public Policy takes our roadshow from city to city to help educate women entrepreneurs about how to seize federal supply chain opportunities.
The Defense Department and its vast contracting apparatus was responsible for the lion's share of the government's small business awards. DOD routinely issues about 2 out of every 3 of the contract dollars the broader government awards to small firms, and improvements in DOD's own small business contracting rate were responsible for a large proportion of the improvements over the past 2 years. In 2012, DOD's small business award rate was 20.41%, but the latest scorecard rose to 23.47%. Frank Kendall, the Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition, Technology, and Logistics, says it's impossible to point to one or two factors that caused that increase. Rather, he says it's been the result of a consistent focus on small business utilization as part of the department's 5-year-old Better Buying Power initiative.
And two of the elements of Better Buying Power at that time involved small businesses and increasing the use of small businesses, both for innovation and for efficiency and to control costs. The department doesn't encourage the use of small business because we like small businesses. We do it for very practical reasons. One of the greatest engines for innovation in this country is small businesses, and people have great ideas and want to take them out and make them into businesses. The other is the fact that small businesses, particularly in the services industry, tend to be leaner and more anxious to get work and thus tend to be more economic in many cases for the department. But it relies on us. It depends on us to reach out to these businesses and show them the opportunities and embrace them and find vehicles to make it easy for them to come do business with us.
Kenyatta Wesley, the acting director for DOD's Office of Small Business Programs, says that basic approach helps explain why the department didn't just meet its goals, but beat them. He says the strategy highly encouraged contracting officers to conduct intensive market research into small and non-traditional firms' capabilities. And he says in many cases that push has led contracting officers to do business with small firms because they offered more capability, not just because they needed to help their agency meet a certain quota.
We wanted to actually encourage people to actually do their research, understand what the full capabilities of a small business actually are, and that way they're judged on their capabilities and their merit, their past performance, and their skill sets that they bring to the table. The services, they've done an outstanding job of actually performing good market research, and I think that is one of the key pieces of the puzzle for them to make good decisions on when to use small businesses, put small businesses in a position to be successful, and also for their missions to be successful. Because each of the stakeholders have a responsibility to actually ensure that their responsibility to the warfighter is taken care of. And so I want to make sure that you understand it wasn't taken lightly that they awarded contracts to small business. They put a lot of thought and effort into the criteria that the small businesses would be evaluated against, the market research that they put in place to actually become more efficient and actually drive change in this department. And I think that's something that they should be given credit for, because it's a lot of effort.
But DOD and the rest of the government did use some sticks, not just carrots, to improve its overall small business score. John Chiracca is SBA's Associate Administrator for Government Contracting and Business Development.
The White House made accountability an important part of a senior executive service member's rating, right? So if you're a senior executive service member and you have a rating at the end of the year and you have a budget, you're going to be held accountable to a goal. And so as that happened, and the importance of small business was elevated, we see a lot of improvement in our small business numbers across the federal government.
But members of Congress are likely to question SBA's numbers. In past years, they have criticized the agency's methodology for counting small business participation because it's counted out contracts for work performed overseas, work done by federal prison industries, among several other exclusions which are not included in the baseline for agencies' contracting goals. But that has begun to change, Shiraka says, partly because of a law Congress passed 2 years ago. SBA counted contracts for leased property in its 2014 tally for the first time ever, and by next year, it also expects to include overseas contracts. It will still leave out another large category of spending, though, called foreign directed contracts.
So foreign directed contracts is like if Saudi Arabia wants to buy F-16s. Our opinion was that the contracting officer has very little discretion in making sure that goes small business, right? So we agreed that that should continue to be excluded. But when it came to overseas contracts or contracts performed overseas, we couldn't see any justification for continuing to exclude that. So this year, we've been working with the Office of Federal Procurement Policy, we've been working with the Department of Defense, the agencies that were going to be impacted the most, which are basically DOD, USAID, Agency for International Development, State, and National Science Foundation. So we've been working with them to say, okay, for 2016, because we start goaling now over the summer for fiscal 2016, we said that when we're going to give you your goals for 2016, we're going to take that, we're going to include that in the base.
Got it.
So we're working over the summer to make sure that overseas contracts are now going to be included in the base as well.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.